第七章的十九节。
Let's look in chapter 7, verse 19.
第十九节这里说，所交给你神殿中使用的器皿。
Here it says, deliver to the God of Jerusalem the article entrusted to you.
你要交在耶路撒冷神殿面前。
And the article entrusted to you, you have to deliver it to the God of Jerusalem.
好，神殿中的器皿。
Deliver into the temple of your God.
要交在神的面前。
You have to deliver it to the God of Jerusalem.
那今天神的殿，教会就是神的殿。
Today, church is the temple of God.
神殿中的器皿就是每一个弟兄姐妹。
And within this temple, the brothers and sisters are the vessel of God.
这是王的指令，也就是神的旨意。
And this is the decree of the king as well as the will of God.
所以今天我们遵行明白神的旨意，我们就要应该把每一个弟兄姐妹都带到神的面前来。
Therefore today when we understand the will of God, we have to bring all brothers and sisters before God.
不是带来，他是器皿，他要服侍神。
When we bring them before God, they are the vessel of God and they have to serve God.
不是说来聚会就好。
Not only just come here for service.
要让他按照他的恩赐来服侍神。
But according to the gifts that God has given to serve him.
这一点很重要。
This is very important.
教会里面没有说这个没有用的人，没有这样的人。
There's no useless members in this church.
因为在基督身体上面的每一个肢体，没有用的肢体。
Because every member on Christ's body is useful.
每一个肢体都是有用的。
Every member is useful.
有些人说，我们这个肢体，这个眉毛好像没有什么用。
And some proclaim that the eyebrow seems to be useless.
也不会长，就一生就是这样子，从出生到现在就是这样。
It doesn't grow any longer, it just stays the way it is.
也不能做什么。
It doesn't do much.
这个没有用啊。
It's quite useless.
没有用，你给它理掉看看。
Well, if you think it's useless, then why don't you shave your eyebrows off?
你就不敢见人了。
Then if you would shave it off, then I'm sure you look very strange.
看着你，怎么这个没有眉毛的人这样？
People will look at you funny because you have no eyebrows.
因为这两撇，这两个，让你感觉到这个人很漂亮啊。
And it's because of your eyebrows that you look better.
你说它没有用吗？
So now can you claim that those eyebrows are useless?
保罗才对哥林多教会说，他们不明白这个道理啊。 对他们说,
and therefore, Paul, he said to the Corinthian members, because they do not understand the truth.
我们在基督这个身体上的这个肢体最软弱的，那个是最不可缺少的。
In fact, the weakest part of this body of the Christ is the one that we cannot be short of.
你要特别给他照顾，给他画得漂亮一点。
And if this eyebrow is the one that is the weakest part, and you think is the most useless, you must pay special attention to.
你看女孩子化妆第一个，这个第一要先画好，这个画好。
And for most women, when they do makeup, they pay very special attention to the eyebrows.
这个一画好就，整个人就亮起来了。
And after when you do something to your eyebrow, you look better.
所以这个圣经的道理是。 每一句话都是真的,
Therefore, every word of, in the Bible is true.
所以每一个器皿，不管它是什么软弱的器皿，怎么样的器皿都好。
So, the vessel, whether it's weak or strong, we cannot separate them.
你不可以看轻它。
We cannot look down on any part of this body.
那个最小的一个，你都不能看轻它。
The least of the body, the least of the member, we should never look down on it.
主耶稣特别都提到这里，说我这个小子里面最小的那一个，你要看重他，你就好了。
And the Lord instructed us that we have to do most the least in my household.
如果你看不起他，走开，那将来啊。 我看在审判台前，你就有问题了。
And if you were to despise the least in the household, then you will get in trouble during the day of judgment.
所以，如果我们明白道理，我们就不敢这样做。
Therefore, if you truly understand the truth, you will not dare to do this, to look down on others.
会去爱惜、照顾每一个器皿，让他都来服侍神。这个。
You must learn to take care of every vessel in this household and train them to come to serve God.
好，看六十节。 二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节说，你神殿里面若再有需用的经费啊，你可以从王的府库里头支取。
And anything else needed for the temple of your God that you may have occasions to supply, you may provide from the royal treasury.
好，那我亚达谢西王啊，又降旨与河西的一切库官说，通达天上神律法的文士、祭司、以斯拉，无论向你们要什么，你们都要速速的备办。
Here it says, I, King Artaxerxes, order all the treasurers of Trans-Euphrates to provide with diligence whatever Ezra, the priest, may ask you.
就是到达这个银子到一百他连的卖一百克酒一百巴特油一百巴特盐不计其数都要给他。
And here, up to 100 talents of silver, 100 crusts of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of olive oil, and salt without limit.
哇，这个帮助太大了。
And here we see that this great help is given.
就是神殿要用的经费。
And here it says these are the revenue that is required for the temple of God.
可以无限量的这样，从王的府库里面去支取。
And here we can see that they can be provided without limit from the royal treasury.
所以亚达谢特别降旨给河西管理这个库官呢，说以斯拉为了神殿要什么就达到这样天。现在我们说天文数字。
And therefore here we can see the king Artaxerxes, he has passed decree to allow the royal treasury to be used to the building of the temple.
也要给。
They have to give without limit.
这里说甚至达到这样的数目，这个不可能的。但是呢，就是达到这个数目也要给。
And here it says in 22 that it's without limit, and which means that whatever they ask for, they have to give.
你看这个帮助有多大。
We can see what great help is given from the king.
神给以色列的帮助这么大。
So indeed, God has provided great help to Ezra.
只要我们为了神热心要。办的事情，为神的事情，神就是这样的来帮助我们，让我们没有缺陷，啊，这样子。
So indeed, if we are zealous for God and we do everything for God, God will help us without limit.
好，那么再看到这个二十三节。
23.
这凡是天上之神所吩咐的呢，当为天上神的殿详细办理。为何使愤怒临到王和王众子的国呢？啊，这里看的这个为什么这个王啊这么看重神的事情？
Here we can see why is this king he pays special attention to the work of God.
他怕神的愤怒临到。
Because he was afraid that the wrath of God would come upon him.
所以对神的事情是不可以怠慢的。
And therefore he dare not delay anything that's concerning the work of God.
不可以马虎的。
And he dare not to belittle any of the work.
对，要尽快的办，并且要详细的办。
And therefore, they have to do it with diligence.
对。
And quickly.
前面那里啊，对以色列说要赶快的办。
And he said to Ezra that they have to do it without delay.
在这里说要详细的办。
And here it has to be done with diligence.
这个是我们敬畏神的应有的表现。
And this is a kind of heart that we should have in our reverence to God.
24节。
说
我又晓谕你们啊，至于祭司、利未人、歌唱的、守门的和尼提林，并在神殿当差的人，不可叫他们进贡、交课、纳税。
And here it says, you are to know that you have no authority to impose taxes, tributes or duty on any of the priests.
这一点呢，也很重要。
And here we can see it's very important.
要特别来照顾这一些神的用人。
Here it says that we have to pay special attention to take care of the servant of God.
所有这些在神殿里面服侍神的人，就是连这个媒体，连这个挑水劈柴的呢，都要看重他，要优待他，特别照顾他。
And all the servants of God, including those workers at the house of God where they carry water, they have to pay special attention to.
这个西方的基督教国家，他们大概有读到这个圣经。
And in the Western world, the denominations probably have studied this first.
所以有些国家对这个牧师、圣职的神职人员不用 交税，不用扣税。
And in the Western society, a lot of the country, they do not impose taxes on any of the preacher.
我相信这样做的国家，神是会喜欢，会祝福。
And I'm sure God will surely bless this kind of land.
因为这个是像这里所说的一样。
It's just like what it says here.
那政府都是这样子，何况说神的教会？
And this is what God has decreed, let alone in our church.
如果今天我们教会的对自己神的用人不看重，
and today if we don't pay any attention to our own servant,
你看他会有什么后果？
Then we'll know what is the ending.
这个王很怕神的愤怒临到啊。
This we can see that the king was very afraid that the wrath of God will come upon him.
神殿的事情要详细办理。
They have to pay special attention to any work concerning God.
对这些神的工人啊，要好看重他，要照顾他。
And they have to care for the servant as well as to also pay special attention to them.
不可以叫他进贡，不可以叫他交扣，不可以叫他纳税。
Here it says that they shouldn't impose taxes, tributes or duty.On any of the authority of on any of the priests.
感谢神，我们看到一些蒙神赐福的教会啊，他们都懂得啊，非常爱惜这些神的工人。
And I thank God that many churches that love God, take special care of the preachers.
这一点呢是很重要的。
And this is very important.
啊，我想啊，我们今天呢要明白神的旨意啊。
And therefore, today we have to understand the will of God.
如果神的工人都不爱惜、都不尊重，那你说你敬畏神、你爱主，谁会相信啊？
If today we do not even love the workers of God, then how can we say we love God?
主耶稣会相信吗？
Do you think the Lord Jesus will believe that you love God? Do you think God Himself will believe that you love Him?
很简单的道理啊。
And this is a basic truth.
主耶稣说：“接待你们的就是接待我。”
The Lord Jesus says, "For you, whoever receive you,
receiving me,
and whoever receive me is receiving God in heaven."
保罗他常常这样说。
Paul he often say this.
当他在哥林多教会的时候。
When he was in Church of Corinthians.
哥林多教会啊，是城市的教会，他们经济能力很强的。
And we know that the Corinthian church is in a city, and a lot of them has good wealth.
但是道理很幼稚。
However, they are still very weak in truth.
他们既然呢，没有人要接待保罗。
And none of them want to welcome Paul.
保罗生活上发生困难了。他生活发生困难。
And because of this, Paul himself he has a difficulty in his livelihood.
刚好神安排这个。啊，亚基拉、百基拉，到那个哥林多去。
And it was at that time, that God arranged for Aquilas and Priscilla to go to that church in Corinth.
这一对夫妻啊，为福音热心，他们也很爱主、爱教会。
These couple, Aquilas and Priscilla, they both love God and they're very zealous for the truth.
这是神奇妙的安排。
And this is a wonderful work of God.
主耶稣早就知道了，这个保罗到哥林多去啊，就是碰到这个困难。
And Lord Jesus, you already know that Paul is going to encounter this problem when he goes to this church of Corinth.
所以特别啊，安排他们这个对夫妇有爱心的夫妇啊，就在这个时候到达哥林多。
And therefore, he has arranged for this couple with love, full of love, to welcome Paul.
他们是支帐篷为业的，啊，支帐篷啊。
Oh, they make a the men to tend to make a living.
保罗也是会织帐篷的。
Paul himself he also makes his living by mending the tent.
他就投靠他们，跟他们一起住，跟他们一起租帐篷。
So he lived with this couple and also make the tent with them.
啊，后来他们也跟他们这里对夫也跟保罗同工传福音。
And together with Paul, this couple also spread the gospel.
所以保罗在哥林多传福音给他们建立教会啊，没有接受他们的接待。
When Paul was preaching gospel in Corinth, the members did not welcome Paul or try to accommodate him.
那以后啊，这个 啊，腓立比教会知道了，就赶快啊，差人去送监会去帮助保罗，帮助。
And later on, members, when they knew about this, they sent people to help Paul in Corinth.
所以这个保罗很感激哇，这个腓立比教会真的是一个很有爱心的教会。
And therefore, Paul, he was deeply moved by the members in Philippians because they offer money to help Paul.
那你看哥林多教会啊，一直到保罗写信的时候，你看整个教会叫保罗很伤心啊，因为。不能荣耀神。
On the other hand, the Corinthian church caused a lot of grief to Paul because they themselves did not glorify God.
那这个腓立比教会啊，保罗说，哎呀，想到就感谢啊，想到就快乐。
However, for the Philippian church, on the other hand, whenever Paul remembers of them, he's filled with joy.
后来这哥林多教会啊，保罗写信告诉他们，他们悔改了，他们长大了。
Later on, after the letters that Paul has written to the church of Corinth, they have grown up and become more matured.
保罗感到很安慰啊，在写哥林多后书啊，去给他们。
Paul, he was very moved by their growth. That's why he wrote the second book of Corinthians.
来写这个后书的时候，提到一件事情。
When he wrote second Corinthians, he mentioned one matter.
他因为他们的这种改变啊。长大让保罗得了安慰。
It's because of their change that give comfort to Paul.
啊，那保罗这个时候提到一件，就是我只有一件事情。
And Paul in the second Corinthian he mentioned that said
感到啊，对你们啊
there's only one thing.
感到对哥林多教会有一点亏欠，其他我都没有亏欠啊。
And he said I have some regrets for the church of Corinth.
是哪一件事情呢
？And what is this?This thing that caused regret.
就是不愿意再接受他们的接待。
And that thing, the regret is that he no longer is willing to allow the members of Corinthian church to accommodate him.
以后啊，这个可能哥林多教会也有一点这样表示，但保罗说我现在不用了，我很富足，因为很多教会都提供我已经有余了，还会帮助别人，我不需要你们的接待。
Later on, the members of the Corinthian church want to welcome Paul and accommodate him, but Paul refused because he said he already have enough.
后来他想起来，哎呀，这样不好。
And of course, this caused some regret to Paul.
为什么这个恩典呢？让他没有让他们得着？所以哥林多教会啊，在保罗身上爱心的这种赏赐啊，零。
Therefore, the Corinthian church in the eyes of Paul is zero.The love in the eyes of Paul is zero.
但腓立比教会说：“哇呀，你们就是像馨香的祭啊，献给基督。你们这种爱心，我像馨香的祭献给基督。”
On the other hand, Paul he praised the Philippian church member because they are the one who give the sacrifice of fragrance of love to Christ.
这一些都记在你们的账上的。
And he said that all their work is recorded in heaven.
那么哥林多教会亚当一个。
However, for the Corinthian church, their love is zero.
这个账一打开，哇，亚当。
And perhaps if you would open the record book, it's just zero.
那要赏赐是什么？赏赐当然是亚当了。
And what is the reward? Then of course the reward is zero.
所以保罗感到，哎，这一点我亏欠你们了。
And therefore, for Paul, he felt that he has much regret for the members of the Corinthian church.
所以保罗他说我是有余的，其实他不是要求他们馈送，而是说希望你们的账货越来越多。
Well, for Paul, he's not asking a lot from the Corinthian church. Rather, he's hoping that they have their reward in heaven.
他说我已经用不了那么多了，但是呢，为了要让你们的账越来越多，所以他还是接受。
He said that although that I don't need much love from you, but in order for you to have some account in heaven, so he allows them to show their love unto him again.
因为这个是主耶稣的教训。
And it's because it's the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
所以说今天呢，在这句话，这个是福音，这个是也是那个福气，是恩典。
This is gospel. This is also a blessing as well as grace.
那这个外邦的王既然懂得这个道理。
And since this king Ataraxus, he is a Gentile king, he even understands this truth.
他为的就是要得到神的这个 啊、祝福了。
And he understands the fact that by doing this, he will receive blessing from God.
今天呢，我们更应该明白这个道理。
Therefore, all the more today, we have to understand this.
啊，我们相信神会啊喜悦祝福我们的。
And surely God will be pleased and bless us.
啊，看到二十五节。
Verse 25.
啊，接下来说，以斯拉要照着你神赐给你的智慧。将所有明白你神律法的人立为士师、审判官治理河西的百姓使他们教训一切不明白神律法的人
Here it says that you Ezra in accordance to the wisdom of your God which you possess appoint a magistrate and judges to administer justice to all the people of Trans-Euphrates
这一节圣经几乎是指导以斯拉说回去要怎么做
Here, give instructions to Ezra as to what he should do when he returned.
你回去要怎么样来复兴以色列的信仰，怎么建立他们的信仰。
And here, instruct Ezra as to what he should do to revive the faith of the Israelite.
所以你要照你的神所赐给你的智慧。
Here it says that you have to do in accordance with the wisdom of your God.
所以今天我们要带领教会，一定要有智慧。
Today when we want to lead a church, we need wisdom from God.
你看所罗门做王啊。
Look at King Solomon, when he was king.
神说，你要什么你求，我给你。
God asked him, what do you want? I will give it to you.
所罗门只有求一样。
And Solomon, he only asked for one thing.
神啊，你现在今天你啊，你立我做一国之君啊。我要管理这么多的百姓、哦、我需要什么 我需要有智慧我才能管理他们
And he replied to God that he only need wisdom because wisdom is the only way that he can tend to these nations
是为了要完成神所托付给他的责任他向神求智慧
It is in order to complete the mission that God has trusted upon him as king that is why he asked God for wisdom
神非常高兴
And of course, this pleases God.
所以他没有求的，神都给啊，都给你没求都给。
And therefore, whatever that King Solomon he did not ask, God grant him everything.
荣华富贵长寿都给你。
Wealth and longevity, God gave him all.
这个就是我们的榜样。
And therefore, this is something that we can learn from King Solomon.
雅各书说，你们如果有缺少智慧，你们可以求。
In the book of James, it says that if you are lacking in wisdom, you should ask from God.
那求这个智慧做什么呢
？And what is this wisdom for？
为了教会，为了荣耀神。
This wisdom is for the church and to glorify God.
神会赐给智慧给我们。
And with this, God will surely grant us the wisdom.
那么，用上头来这个智慧啊，来啊，造就教会。
Here it says that we need to ask the wisdom from God to administer and to edify the church.
按照这个智慧去选工人。
It is according to the wisdom that God has given us that we go and choose the workers.
将所有明白神律法的人，这一句话很重要。
And to appoint those people who know the laws of God.
所以你看，在教会里面服事，要带领信徒的牧养信徒，一定是明白圣经的人。
And today, if we were to choose the workers.To lead the church, these workers must know the laws of God.
那当时的这些百姓的管理百姓的，就是第一个就是士师，第二个就是审判官，有的是这来治理这些百姓管理。
And at that time, the people who administer the people are the church, the temple are judges as well as a magistrate.
不但是治理啊，还要教训。
Not only to administer, they also have to teach.
教训那些还不明白律法的人。
And they are to teach to anyone who do not know the law.
所以在管理教会的人，在牧养教会的人。
And for those people who are administrating to the church and also shepherding the church.
那些明白圣经的人。
They are those people who know the laws of God.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
好，那么到这里啊，就所有都交代清楚了。
And with this, everything has been instructed very clearly.
这个神借着王给以色列的帮助。
And this is through King Artaxerxes that God has provided help to Ezra.
那最后这个谕旨说，凡不遵行你神律法和王命令的人，就速速定他的罪，或者致死，或者冲进，或者抄家，或者求禁。
And in verse 26, it says that whoever does not obey the law of God and the law of the king must surely be punished by death, banishment, confiscation of property, or imprisonment.
因为这个是神的律法。
Because this is the law of God as well.
这是王所下的命令。
As the law of king.
这个是一定要遵行的。
And therefore, all the people has obey.
所以看到这个谕旨，我们就知道神是怎么样在帮助以色列。
Therefore, from this decree, we can see how God helped Ezra.
哦，以色列得到这样的帮助啊，你看他。
And I'm sure that Ezra was very delighted when he received this help from God.
感谢称颂神啊。
And he gave thanks and he praised the Lord.
看二十七节。
Verse 27.
这以色列说啊，就我们列祖的神啊，是应当称颂的。
Here Ezra said, praise to the Lord, the God of our fathers.
啊，因为他是王起这样的心意，修饰耶路撒冷神的殿。
For he is the one who has put it into the king's heart to bring honor to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in this way.
这是提到前面的事情。
And this is to mention the decree that the king has passed.
关于圣殿的事情。
And it's about the work in Jerusalem, the temple.
那现在又二十八节说，又在王和摩士并大能的军长面前施恩于我。
And here it says that who has extended good favor to me before king.
为什么这些王，为什么王啊、摩士啊、大能的军长会对以色列这么好
？Why is the king and the advisor to all kings and the powerful official show good favor to Ezra?
就是神施恩给他。
It is because of the grace of God that was unto him.
因主我神的手帮助我。
Because the hand of the Lord my God was on me.
以色列就可以坚强起来了。
And therefore I took courage.
今天我们的坚强是神的帮助。
Today we took courage and we are strong is because of the help of God.
是神的施恩的手啊帮助我们。
It is because of the gracious hand of the Lord that was there is on us.
这一种坚强啊才是真的。
This kind of courage is true courage.
不是靠人的势力，靠人的才能，不是的。
It's not depending on man's power or wealth.
好，那么以色列坚强起来。
Now we see that Ezra took courage.
他就从以色列当中召聚首领与他一同回来了。
And now he's courageous enough to gather leading men from Israel to go up with him.
作为一个要带领人的人，一定要坚强。
For a person to lead the church. This leader has to be strong and courageous.
那要坚强，一定要得到神施恩的手帮助。
And to be courageous, you must receive this gracious hand of the Lord.
那要得到神施恩的手帮助，你的心智就太重要了。
In order to receive this gracious hand from God, your heart is very important.
所以心智像以色列这样。
You must have a heart like Ezra.
一定得到神施恩的。
If you have a heart like Ezra, seeking the help of God, surely God will bless you.
那我们就会坚强起来。
Then you will have courage.
会得到人的帮助。
Not only receiving God from help from God, but help from man.
那就可以带领啊许多的同工一起来服侍神了。
And with this, he's able to gather leading men from everywhere to serve God.
好，所以接下来第八章我们就继续看了。
In chapter 8,
第八章就记载跟以斯拉上来的这些首领。
In chapter 8, it talks about not the leaders coming with Ezra.
这些首领都是族长各族的族长。
And this is the list of family heads returning with Ezra.
所以这些族长的名字都记在下面。
And all those names of family heads are recorded in verse 2 onward.
那每一个族长都带领着他们的这一族啊跟着以色列一起回来。
And this family heads took with them the descendants and come and returned with Ezra.
这些都是以色列很好的同工。
And all these are very good worker, co-worker of Ezra.
所以以色列能够得到这么多的同工。
And from here we can see that Ezra, he was able to receive a lot of help from his co-worker.
神施恩的手帮助他。
And indeed, it's the gracious hand of the Lord that was helping him.
那么这些族长啊，都是一些领导者。
And all these family leaders themselves are leaders.
他们都能成为以色列很好的这个帮助。
They offer very great help to Ezra.
那在这个第十五节这里。
Verse 15.
这一段呢就是缺少这个立位人。
Here it said, and in verse 15, we see the slacking of the Levites.
和这个尼提人。
And,
尼提人。尼提人就是那些在挑水劈柴的人在圣殿里。
Oh, and then, Nephilim. These are the people who are, responsible for carrying the waters and, chopping woods.
这个是在圣殿呢。外面呢、啊，服侍神呢、啊，重要的就是工人。
And these are the workers. They're responsible for serving God in the outer court of the tabernacles.
那真的缺少这样的工人，回去的时候呢，怎么可以
？And if you're lacking of such worker, it is not possible to return to Jerusalem.
那百姓要来献祭，都没有人来协助。
If those people were to offer sacrifices, they will be lacking of such.People to help them.
看起来这个是利未人呐、啊，跟尼提人啊，可以说是今天教会里面很多是事工的人员。
It seems like the work of Levites are many of the workers today in church.
那这些虽然不是领导，是有没有人负责有负责人？如果下面没有人，那你一个负责怎么做
？And therefore, in this.Organization of church, even there are leaders out there, and if there's no co-worker working with the leaders, nothing can be carried out.
所以教会有这些职务人员这个领导者，但下面呢，每一个弟兄姐妹都要参与各项按照恩赐参与各项的事工，这样子他才能够动起来。
Besides the leaders of the church, we must have the rest of the members to assist the leaders in order to carry out every work in church.
所以这个以斯拉就发现说，这缺少你这个利未人跟尼提人啊。
Here, Ezra, he realized that they were lacking of the Levites as well as the temple servants.
所以赶快去找。
So immediately they went out and seek.
他就召集一些人来。
So they summoned these people.
告诉他们说，我们查查看。
And they summoned these people who were leaders, start to search for the people, the Levites and the temple servants.
在查看这些百姓和祭司当中，看，缺少利未人。
When they were searching, the people, they realized they were lacking of the Levites.
这个利未人为什么不想回去？
Why is it Levites they refuse to return to Jerusalem?
这个是我们去稍微去思想一下。
And this is something that we need to ponder upon.
应该是很高兴的要回去才对。
I'm sure that every tribes and all the people were very joyful and want to return to Jerusalem.
因为圣殿已经重建了。
Because they already have built this temple.
怎么这利未人怎么一定是很高兴的，赶快回去才对。
Then I'm sure that Levites were the first one to rejoice and they went along to go back to Jerusalem to see the temple.
这个第一批的跟所罗巴伯、耶稣亚他们已经回去。
And the first batch has already followed Zerubbabel back to the place to lay the foundations.
现在以色列带的这个是第二批。
Now Ezra, he has brought with him the second batch.
那第二批啊，这个就没有利未人了。
However, in the second batch, there wasn't any Levites.
所以这个利未人啊，他们已经住在那边了，习惯了。我们现在这里很好啊。
The Levites, they are so used to where they were staying, and that's why they refused to go back to Jerusalem.
我们生活很安定啊。
And they found that their life has been very comfortable.
在外邦也不错啊。
It's not too bad living in a Gentile land.
回到嘛，走那么远的路，回到那边去，又生活又还没有着落哈。
Why do we have to take such long journey back to Jerusalem, and we don't even know whether we'll find a living back there?
所以那是个没有利未人主动的来。
And therefore, there isn't any Levites that want to return.
但是以色列说不可以，一定要去找。
But Ezra he insisted that he has to go look for them.
所以把那些首领都找来，说我们要去找。
So immediately he went and looked for the leaders to search for the Levites.
这些啊人就是比较软弱的了。
And so these are the people indeed are the weak ones.
那么这个怎么办？软弱的人也是要去把他勉励，带他们出来呀。
And therefore, even for the weak one, we have to go look for them and bring them out and bring them back.
所以以斯拉就召集这些首领啊，大家出去看，大家去找。
And therefore, Ezra here he called all the summons all the leaders and went and looked for the missing people, the Levites.
看十七节啊。
Verse 17.
啊，所以以斯拉说，我就打发他们往加西会啊加西会啊地方去见那个地方啊首领以多，又告诉他们当向以多和他的弟兄尼提林说什么话啊，叫他们为我们神殿的使用了。带领一些使用的人来，所以就打发他们到那个地方去，告诉他要怎么样去请他们帮忙来找一些神殿里面使用的人，就是利未人嘛。
And here it says to send them to the leaders, to tell them what to say to the temple servants that they might need them for the house of our God.
现在看十八节啊。
Verse 18.
说蒙我们神施恩的手帮助我们。
Because the gracious hand of God was on us.
他们找到了一个利未人的孙子。
And they managed to find a capable man, which is the descendant of the son of Levi.
带了一个通达的人来了。
They have the, brought back a capable man.
还有他的宗族和他的弟兄，一个18人。
The sons of Levi, the son of Israel, and Zerubbabel's sons and brothers all together, there were 18 men.
我们这里又看到神与人同工。
And here we see that God is working with man.
只要我们的心智是对的。
If our intention is right.
是合乎神旨意的。
It's according to God's will.
对，以斯拉他明白神，没有利未人，我回去了，怎么死？这个神殿的事情怎么办？谁来管理啊？
Ezra, he knows the will of God, and he knows that without the Levites, that's not possible to tend to the temple.
所以他很要去找。
And therefore, he was very anxious, and he went and searched for this Levite.
很用心的，很尽力的去找。
And he pay a lot of attention and effort to go look for the Levites.
所以就蒙神施恩的时候，就帮助他们找到了。
And because of this intention, God was, with his gracious hand, was able to find the son of Levi.
当然是神的感动，这些人他们甘心乐意也要跟以色列一起回来
啊。It's because God himself have moved this people to come back and return with Ezra.
如果我们也像有以色列这样的心啊，这种爱心啊，那些软弱的弟兄姐妹，我们都一个一个把他带来，他就会发起热情，他会在教会里面服侍神的。
And today, if we have this kind of love of Ezra, today we feel to go out and search for any members who are weak, have not come to church for a long time, they will be moved by your love and they will come back and serve God.
十九节这里说，又找到了其他的这些又有20个人。
And in verse 19, it says that again, Ezra managed to find more men and 20 of them. There were 20 of them.
这些都是利未人啊。
And these are Levites.
二十节就找到尼提林了。
Verse 20, they also brought back 220 of the temple servants.
这个尼提林就是利未人的助手。
These temple servants are the assistant of the Levites.
所以现在说从尼提林当中也带了220人。
And among the temple servants, they found 220 of them.
说都是按着名字指定的。
And they were all registered by name.
说现在人员到齐了。
So all the people has registered and has arrived.
我们要从事一件复兴是一件工作啊。人员很重要。
Today, if we want to revive a church, the people are very important.
我们要兴旺教会的事工，我们要看看事工的人员够不够。
In order to revive any work, holy work in church, we have to see whether we have enough manpower.
来不还缺少，我们可以赶快去找，看有没有人来。
And in any area that's lacking, immediately we have to go out and seek for the missing one and come to fill that position.
我们祷告，神帮助我们，找到了。
And if we have this intention, we'll pray to God and God will help us and find this missing link.
各部的人员都到齐了。
And if all these people that are required are in full attendance,
好，一切准备的工作都好了。
Then all the work of preparations are ready for them.
今天这个教会的事工就会复兴起来。
And in this way, then the church were revived.
那现在到齐了之后啊，他们就准备启程回国了。
now that they have all been registered, they started their journey to return home.
那么只要回国就想到了这件事情，哇，这个路程这么遥远，而且是充满了危险。
Now that they are ready and they are going home, they suddenly realize that this journey home is so long and it's quite dangerous.
那就带来的更大危险是什么呢？
And what is another great danger?
他们的金银财宝太多了。
It is because that their wealth is too much.
那我们看到这个二十四节这一段就知道，哇，这么多金银财宝要带回去。
In verse 24,
巴比伦这边要带回到耶路撒冷啊。
In verse 24 onward, we realize we can see that there are a lot of silver and gold that they have to carry with them all the way.From Babylon to Jerusalem.
那我们知道古代那种强盗啊，都是半路就都是抢这些的了。
And we know that during that time there will be a lot of robbers that will rob them of their gold and silver.
所以这件事情实在是很大的问题了。
And this indeed posing them a great difficulty.
那我们看他们怎么样回来啊？
And let us see how they return.
这一段也是很感动人的。
And this is the part that is very moving.
这个以斯拉的信心，看到他的信心。
This is the faith of Ezra.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
说那个时候我就在亚哈瓦河边呢宣告禁食。
And there, by Ahava canal, I proclaim a fast.
我要在我们神面前刻苦己心。
So that we might humble ourselves before our God.
求他使我们和妇人、孩子便一切所有的都能得平坦的道路。
And ask him for a safe journey for us and our children with all our possessions.
这个领导者的信心很重要。
And therefore we see this, the faith of the leaders is very important.
他向全体人民宣布禁食。
He proclaimed a fast to all the people.
在神面前刻苦己心，大家都求神帮助我们。
And before God, he has disciplined and pummeled himself so that God will help him.
为什么要这样？
Why would he do this?
二十二节。
Verse 22.
说我求王波马步兵马兵啊，帮助我们抵挡路上的仇敌啊，本以为羞耻。
I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from the enemies on the road because we had told the king.
这件事情是没有问题，王一定会答应的。
Of course, the king will agree to this.
要多少就拨多少了。
However, they need, they'll provide.
可是他不这么做。
However, he wouldn't do this and ask the king. Why would he not do this?
这样是一种羞耻。
Because he said that this is shameful to do.
为什么羞耻？
Why was he ashamed of the king?
不能荣耀我们的神。
By doing this, they would not glorify God.
为什么？
Why?
说因为我曾对王做见证啊。
Because he once had told the king.
说我们神的施恩的手必会帮助一切寻求他的。
The gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him.
我们在向人家做见证，我很有信心。
Whenever when we testify to God, we are filled with faith.
现在轮到自己了。
But now, it's his time.
有没有信心在那里啊？
Where is his faith?
这个时候信心就要拿出来了。
This is the time when he has to take out his faith.
现在就证明我的见证是真的。
To prove to him that God is real, his testimony is real.
所以在我面前呢，不能够说刚才这么说，你现在又这么说，这个奇怪啊。
And therefore, he cannot turn back against his own word before the king.
所以他要证明他向王所见证的这一神是真的。
Therefore, he want to prove to the king that this God that he had testified is indeed true.
所以他不要求王拨马兵帮助他，他要进食祷告，完全靠神。
Therefore, not only he didn't ask the king for any soldiers or horsemen to protect him, he even proclaimed a fast to depend on God.
只有一个目标，为了荣耀神。
There's only one goal here, that is to glorify God.
为了主的名的荣耀。
In order the name of God to be glorified before the king.
他们这样宣布禁食。
So he proclaimed a fast.
在二十三节说。
In verse 23.
所以我们禁食祈求我们的神，他就应允我们。
So we fasted and petitioned God about this, and so he answered our prayer.
看到三十一节。
Verse 31.
所以说正月十二日我们从 亚哈瓦河边起行，要往耶路撒冷去。我们神的手保佑我们，救我们脱离仇敌和路上埋伏之人的手。
And on 12 days of the first month, we set out from Ahava Canal to go to Jerusalem. The hand of God was on us.
神应允他们的祈求。
And here we can see that God has answered their prayer.
神的手保佑他们。
The hand of God protected them.
你看这里他们碰到仇敌啊，在路上碰到仇敌。
Here we see that they met with enemies and bandits along the way.
神救他们。
But God had protected them from enemies and bandits.
在路上遇到那些强盗。
When they met with the robbers, the bandits.
神救他们。
God saved them.
很平安地回到了耶路撒冷。
And so they arrived in Jerusalem very peacefully.
好，那他们在回来的时候，看到再回来看二十四节到三十四节这一段。
In verse 24,
就以色列做事情非常细心。
We can see Ezra is a very careful man.
按照王的这个交代，要把这金银器皿带回耶路撒冷去。
And it's according to the instruction of king that he has to bring back with him all those gold and silver.
那首先他分派祭司啊，这个祭司长。
He's a very organized person. He set apart 12 of the leading priests.
12个人呢，来负责这件事情。
He set apart 12 of the priests to be responsible over carrying this gold and silver.
那王跟摩西军长所奉献的就是金银。
And these are all the gold and silver that king has offered.
让他们能够交给他们呢，要带回来。
And he instructed them to bring them back.
那交的时候，你看第二十六节。
Verse 26.
都趁了交给他们，交在他们手中。
I waited out to them and they all together.They waited out.
清清楚楚的银子有多重，有多少这个金银有多重，都很清楚的。
Exactly, the weight of silver and the gold.
二十七节说金银几个啦，
In verse 27, it says there are how many bowls of gold.
还有一些铜器有多少啦
？An article of polished bronze.
好，那么这些都清清楚楚交代。
And all this, they recorded very clearly how many of them.
28节说，我对他们说，你们归主为圣。
In verse 28, it says that you as well as these articles are consecrated to the Lord.
器皿也为圣。
That you as well as a vessel, the article, have to be consecrated.
金银是甘心献给主，你们列祖之神的。
Because this silver and gold are free will offering to the Lord, the God of your fathers.
你看，这个是一个神圣的使命，神圣的任务。
This is a very holy mission that they are entrusted upon.
今天我们担任教会的事工呢，我们要有这样的
心。Today when we take on this holy work in church, we have to have such an attitude.
圣工啊，圣工啊，这句话要记住啊。
We must know that It's holy work. It's holy. The work itself is holy.
虽然是扫地，是煮饭啊，是圣工啊。
Although you're sweeping the floor, you're cooking in the kitchen, but all this work are holy.
感谢神啊！一个做圣工的人，我们都已经分别为圣了。我们是为圣了。
And I thank God that if you were to do the work of God, then you are consecrated as holy.
那为圣就是圣人呢、啊？
If you are consecrated, then you are considered as holy.
所以圣人在做圣工啊。
And you are holy one doing holy work.
不能叫一个缓人来做圣工吧。
You cannot get a sinner to do this holy work.
所以你今天说我要做圣工，那你就是圣人。
Today, if you are doing this holy work, then you are.
一定要有这样的认识。
Then you consider as holy.
所以为什么神的要用的器皿一定是圣洁的？
Why is that the vessel that God wants to use should be holy?
在圣经说，我们要圣洁，脱离卑贱的事情，要成为圣洁，合乎主用。
That is why we have to depart from evil things to be a noble vessel worthy to be used by God.
那该怎么做？看二十九节。
Verse 29.
说你们当警醒看守。
Here it says that you have to guard them carefully.
那一直到你们在耶路撒冷神殿的库内，在祭司长和立位族长并以色列的各族长面前过了秤。
And weigh them out in the chambers of the house of the Lord in Jerusalem before the leading priests and the Levites and the family and the heads of Israel.
今天我们既然呢、啊， 我们奉求什么事情一定要清清楚楚彻彻底底。
Today, whatever work that we are responsible for, we have to be very clear.
这个是我们做工的应有的精神态度。
And this kind, this is the kind of attitude that we should take on.
好，那么这些祭司跟利未人呢，就按分量来接受这个金银和器皿。
And in verse 30, it says that the priests and Levites received the silver and gold according to the weight that was taken out to the house of God.
带到耶路撒冷我们神殿里头。
And they had to take it to the house of God in Jerusalem.
所以以斯拉就把这些重要的财物啊、器皿啊，来交给这些利未的族长啊，带十二个人带回去。
Ezra, he has given this important work of carrying the gold and silver to the priests and the Levites.
今天在教会里面，我们就把工作交给那些人去管理。
Today in church, it's a similar thing that we have to divide out the work to different people to be responsible.
那每一个人呢，要怎么样来服侍神，服侍教会？
Then how does each person be responsible to serve God?
我们看一下这个彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第四章第十节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
第四章第十节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
彼得前书第四章第十节。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。我们都要做神的好管家。
Each one should use whatever the gift that he has received, to be a good steward of God.
这个好管家就是神给你的恩赐，你要好好管理，好好去用。
In other words, whatever grace that God has given to you, you have to use it, wisely.
交给你多少恩赐，那你就要好好管理去。做服侍神的工作，服侍教会的工作。
And whatever gift that's given to the members, you must know how to use them to serve God's household.
好，那现在看回来以斯拉记第八章。
Let's turn back to the book of Ezra, chapter 8.
那接下来他们就神带领他们平安的抵达了耶路撒冷。
Because God has guided them, they arrived Jerusalem peacefully.
我们看三十二节。
Verse 32.
八章三十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 32.
再说我们到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了三日。
So we arrived in Jerusalem and we rested 3 days.
休息一下，因为走了那么远的路啊。
Because they have traveled a long journey here, they have to take a break.
3天的休息是合理的了。
It's reasonable for them to take 3 days rest.
一下子一到了就马上要这个，这也不合理的。
It is unreasonable that they should just continue on without resting.
以斯拉他做事情是很合理的。
Whatever Ezra take on, he's very reasonable.
他知道大家走了这么远的路啊，很累，所以三十二节这里到了时候先休息三天呢。
He knows whatever that they have traveled for a long journey. That's why in verse 32 asks them to rest for 3 days.
三十三节说第四天哈。
On the fourth day.
就在神殿里头把金银器皿呢都称了交给祭司了。
So in the house of our God, we weighed out the silver and gold and the sacred articles in the hand of the priest.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
说当时多点了数目，按着分量写在册上。
So everything was accounted for by numbers and weight.
今天这件事情很重要。
This is a very important verse.
教会里面呢，神的这些数目啊，是是物质的，或者说是这些弟兄姐妹这些活的器皿。
Here, whatever physical assets in the church, which including the brothers and sisters,
都要点了数目。
They all have to be accounted for.
按着分量写在册上。
And it's according to their weight that they have to be written.
忠心的好管家仆人应该要这样子，才有交代啊。
They have to be recorded.
好，那接下来看到最后这一段。
Let's look in the last verse.
这个说从掳到之地归回的人，向以色列神献燔祭。
So they all delivered to all the Axel who had returned from captivity, they sacrificed burnt offering to God.
回来的时候就开始第一件事情要先向神献祭感谢。
So here the first thing after when they return from captivity is to offer sacrifices.
感谢神这样的看顾带领让他们能够平安顺利地回来。
To thank God for guidance so that they can return back to Jerusalem so peacefully.
看到36节。
Verse 36.
然后他们就将王的谕旨交给王所派的总督和合适的这个省长。
And the king's orders to the royal satraps and also to the governors.
好，那他们就按照王所这个吩咐的啊，来帮助以色列。
And then also giving assistance to the people and the house of God.
也将神殿里面所需用的，他按照这样来啊供给啊以色列他们。
And whatever that was required by the house of God, they all provided.
那个第八章啊，我们看到啊，这些神的带领之下，他们非常顺利，并且呢，很圆满的达成这个这样的一个任务。
So in chapter 8, we can see that it's under the guidance of God that all of them were able to achieve the mission that God wants them to fulfill.
接下来啊，他们就要开始做信仰复兴的工作了。
And following this, this is their work for spiritual revival.